Everybody knows that a good Baptist preacher has a three-point message, right? And everybody knows that I am not your typical Baptist preacher, right? So I have a 10-point message for you today. But I have good news. We're feeding you, so I actually do have 10 points, so but I'm going to try to move quickly, but I struggled with this. The title of my message today is Leaving a Legacy. Leaving a Legacy. And I heard a song, it's an older song, and I think it's not Laura Story's in the Nicole C. Moulton, it's not that, it's somebody sings it, I want to leave a legacy, how will they remember me? Maybe it's Nicole Nordman or somebody like that. Somebody will Google it and look it up and tell me later, I'm sure. But I've experienced a legacy. We all have the same opportunity to leave a legacy. And I want to inspire us to leave a legacy. And why do I want to inspire us to leave a legacy? Because the Word of God tells us to leave a legacy. Okay? So I want to look at a few passages of Scripture, 10 to be exact. Okay? And I believe if I've done my homework right, that they have the words on the screen for you because there's a lot of them. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 7 says this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. There's not much time left out of that command. When you get up, when you lie down, when you go along the road, when you basically, whenever you do whatever you do. Okay? It's our responsibility to teach the children. If you were here last Sunday night, Zachary and Leandra dedicated Kensington to the Lord. Beautiful moment. They promised to do their part to raise her in a God-fearing home and to teach her the truths of Scripture. We as a church promised to support that teaching and provide resources as needed to enable her to have the best start possible toward a godly life. It just so happens that this little girl, my precious granddaughter, she can't turn around without bumping into someone who knows these truths and will teach them to her. She has two sets of grandparents that love the Lord. She has aunts and uncles that are surrounding her. She has family on both sides that love the Lord, minister right and left. This child does not want for love. She has loved on all over the place. And they all love the Lord. Okay? That's a legacy in itself right there. That's the beginning of a great legacy. It's a continuation of a legacy. Okay? Teach them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Teach them at all times. It's our responsibility. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, with all your strength. Keep them on your hearts. Impress them upon your children. That's our job. That's our job. Point number two. See how fast I'm doing this? I know some of y'all are already hungry. Even though we sprang forward, you're looking at your watch and going, it's almost lunchtime. In reality, your body says it's 10 o'clock. Okay? You're looking at your watch and saying, well, I got to get this time shift changed and my body adjusted, so I need to eat lunch soon. So I'm going to get you there. Bear with me. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. We're not talking about money inheritance. It's not what the Scripture's talking about here. It's not about material wealth. This is about an inheritance of the blessing as rewards for godliness. Where the sinner gets no blessings for godlessness, God does not reward godlessness. Did you know that? He does not reward godlessness. That which would have been theirs is added to the godly. And it's passed on as an inheritance when we do what the previous verse talked about. When we talk about and we teach the next generations, they receive the blessings for their own faithfulness. Okay? As it's passed along and they receive the blessings because they've chosen to follow in the footsteps. To continue the heritage, to continue the legacy, they receive the blessing. Psalms 78, verse 4. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. You see, this is just another reinforcement of what we just talked about. We're not going to hide from their descendants. We're going to tell them. We're going to tell the next generations the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, of His power, and the wonders that He has done. Folks, God's goodness is worth talking about. And who better to talk about it with than the ones that you love the most? Tell it. Pass it on. Build in them that legacy, that rich heritage. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. This verse is often confused. It's often taken as a promise. You've got to remember that this is a proverb. It's from the Book of Wisdom. It is wise to train them up, but at some point they get to make their own decisions. Okay, if you're a parent of adult children, you know that there comes a point when they get to make their own decisions. And if you're a parent of non-adult children, they still make their own decisions, don't they? And sometimes the decisions they make are not good decisions. But you still train them up in the way they should go. You still train them up in the way that they should go. It's wise to train them up in the way that they should go. At the Ranch Hand restaurant. How many of y'all have been to the Ranch Hand? All right, it's a good place. Got some good food. The Monte Cristo sandwich, off the chain. There's a sign on the wall that says something like this, and I may get it wrong, but one doesn't get to be old and wise without first being young and stupid. There's a lot of truth to that. The hope is that at some point they will return to the solid foundation that was laid and remember their roots and return to their true heritage. And hopefully they don't stray too far off the path to begin with. But the point is this. They won't know where to return if they were never taught to begin with. If they were never taught to begin with, they will never know to where to return. We got to teach them. We got to teach them. We got to trust. We've got to trust Him. We've got to trust the Lord. Turn Him over to the Lord and trust. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 19. The living, yes, the living, they praise You. As I am doing today, parents tell their children about Your faithfulness. There's a couple things in this verse I want to point out. The first thing is to praise God every day. The living. The living, they praise You as I am doing today. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God when it's good. Praise God when it's bad. Because even on the worst days, there is still something to praise God about. God still puts enough oxygen in the air for you to breathe. He still makes the temperature and the humidity and the atmosphere enough for you to survive in. He still makes the heart beat at the right rhythm for you to survive. He still makes the whatever happens in the brain to make you do whatever it is. And I know sometimes my brain doesn't do exactly the way I want it to do, but for the most part, I still work. He still makes the stuff that I don't even know about happen so that I can survive. Praise God. He still makes it to where on my worst days and I'm the ugliest person to the ones that I love the most, they choose to love me anyway. Praise God. The second thing is, tell the young ones why you choose to do so. Here's why I choose to praise God on this day when things seem to be falling apart. Here's why I praise God anyway. Tell them. Tell them. It's a legacy. Pass it down. Pass it down. They need to know. They need to know why. They need to know that you praise God, but they need to know why you praise God. Tell them. It's a legacy. Joshua 24, verse 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Make a stand. And in my notes that I wrote, I put an exclamation point after that. Make a stand. In this world, where you're not allowed to offend anyone anywhere at any time unless you're a Christian, then you must always be offended. And nothing is off limits when it comes to offending you. Then you must always be offended. I say it's time to make a stand. You can do your thing at your place, but don't come into my house and tell me how to do my thing when I'm following the Word of God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Talk about teaching the young ones about what's important. Don't just teach them. Take a stand and show them. Heard some old preacher one day said it's better felt than telt. Don't just tell me, show me. Take a stand. Say, not in my house. Take a stand. Take a stand. It's for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Show them. Don't just talk about it. Show them. Show them how to live. Show them what is right. Show them by repetition. Show them by habit. What is true and what is right. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. For those of you that are counting, this is point number 7. No weapon formed against you will prevail. Or the way I like it in the King James, shall prosper. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. We have a heritage from the Lord. Walk upright, live godly, serve the Lord, and fear not, because the Lord Almighty has your back. The vindication comes from the Lord. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, that no weapon formed against you shall prevail. The caveat is be a servant of the Lord. Live uprightly. Live justly. Live out that heritage. Proverbs 20, verse 7. And I had them put this up in the New American Standard Version. A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. You see, it's not always just about you. Matter of fact, very seldom is it just about you. Most often, it's about somebody else. I believe God has two main purposes for your life. First, that you would know Him, then that you would make Him known. Once you've got the first settled, then it becomes no longer just about you. It becomes all about somebody else. Know God, and then make Him known. A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. Did you know that when you walk in integrity, you walk upright and justly, your sons are blessed for it? Now this is, in the Bible when it says sons, it's talking about your children. Sons and daughters. Your children are blessed because of the way you live your life. I will tell you this. I am a blessed man. My two sisters over here are blessed daughters because of the way my father lived his life. I have another sister and I have another brother, and they are blessed. I have a brother that is in heaven right now, and he was blessed because of the way my father lived his life. Who's going to be blessed because of the way you live your life? Oh, my friends, people need blessings. People need to be blessed. Will they be blessed because of you? Oh, I pray that they are. Oh, I pray that they are. What a treasure. What a treasure you have to be able to be that blessing. The blessing. To pass that blessing to someone else. If you want your kids to be blessed, serve the Lord and walk in integrity. I had a chance last night to speak to the Shepherd High School ROTC group. They asked me to speak on leadership. And it was an honor to speak to this group of fine young men and women. And I know that I'm sure that each and every one of them have their struggles, and kids are kids, right? But I will tell you this. As I had the opportunity to speak to them, I said, leadership is this. Leadership is a great opportunity. It's a privilege to be a leader, but it's also a great responsibility. Cannot lead without first learning to be led. But you can never lead without integrity. Because people won't follow you if you don't have integrity. That's what we're talking about here too. If you want your kids to be blessed, you got to walk in integrity. To have integrity. That's what passes. That's what carries on. That's what inspires people. That's what inspires people. Integrity. Third John chapter 1 verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. As a dad, as a parent, as a grandparent, is there a greater blessing on you than to know that? I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth. Yeah. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that, does it, Hal? And that doesn't just happen, does it? Doesn't just happen. It's because the work has been put in. point number 10. Psalm 37, verse 18. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. Forever. The inheritance will endure forever. I'm speaking to... I've got a couple videos I want to show you just real quick. Can we play those videos? I can't remember which one I had first, but and to make sure the volume's up loud enough. Some of the last things that my father was able to say. Some of the last things. But what he wanted to do was he wanted to pray. Had the oxygen thing on his mask. He said, I need this off. He said, I want to pray. I said, Dad, if you want to pray, well, I'll take it off so you can pray. Lifted it up. And he mustered his strength. Just enough breath, because he wanted to pray. And he prayed. Put the mask back on. He wanted to sing. And he sang, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Amen. Amen. That's a heritage. My dad left with a song on his lips and a prayer from his heart. That's a legacy, folks. That's a heritage. I'm talking to two different groups here today. I'm talking to two different groups here in this place today. There are those who grew up in a godly home. Raised by either parents or grandparents or maybe somebody else who loved the Lord and shared that love with others. That's the home I grew up in. I was blessed. The other group is those who did not have that type of home as a child. To that second group, the group that did not grow up in the kind of home I grew up in, I want to say this to you. You may not have had that kind of heritage to lean on, but it can start with you today. It can start with you. You can be that pioneer. You can be the one who takes the stand and said, you can do it your way, but it's for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. To that first group, the one who grew up in a house similar to the one I grew up in. What a blessing. What a blessing. But don't take it for granted. I cannot tell you how many times I have stood at somebody's porch and asked them about the Lord, their relationship with the Lord, where they go to church. And their response to me was, oh, no. I don't go to church. My uncle was a preacher. My grandfather was a preacher. My great uncle's a deacon, but I don't go to church. As if they're going to ride the coattails of somebody else. Don't take it for granted. If you grew up in that kind of household, you must still choose to continue that legacy. If you do nothing, that legacy will die with you. And what a waste that would be. What a waste for the future generations. A man does not know the number of his days. I found out just yesterday, that someone that, a close relative of one of our dear family, dear church members, lost their life tragically and unexpectedly yesterday, out of the blue, heart attack. We've heard recently of car accident. We don't know the number of our days, folks. Let us not waste even one of them. Let us build legacies. Legacies that last because they're built on the foundation of Christ. Let us build a heritage that will never fade away. There is no better gift to leave than the true gift that keeps on giving. A legacy with eternal influence. But it can only influence others if it's real to you. Is it real to you? Real to me. It's real to me. One, because I've seen it. Because I've seen it. I now live it. And because I live it, I hope and pray that I'm teaching it. So that those that I love will live it. And that they will teach it. So that the ones that they love will live it. And we're building a legacy. Let me challenge you. Build a legacy. Build a legacy. It matters. It matters. It matters. I don't care if you're young or if you're old. If there is breath in you, God still has a plan for you. Build it. Build it. Build it now. Build it while you can. Start today. And if you've already started, don't stop. Don't give up. Never give up. You keep building. You keep fighting. God will give you the strength. Never give up. That's about all I've got today for right now. I just want to leave you with that challenge. I have been inspired by a great man. But I know that his inspiration came from the Father. He got inspiration from his Father. But all in all, the overriding inspiration comes from the Father. It's true inspiration. And it is right. I pray that you seek the true and right and real inspiration from God the Father. And He will lead you and He will guide you in all truth. Lead your families. Lead them well. Lead them with integrity. And you will leave a legacy. And it matters. It matters. you will leave them with a blessing that has eternal significance. I'm not sure what all your needs are today. I'm not sure where you are. I know that we have lots of issues and lots of things going on in the room. As always, Rebecca's going to come up here with me in just a moment. We will be standing here in the front. We would love to pray with you. The altar is always open. Whatever your needs are, let me just encourage you. If the Spirit has spoken with you today, if He's spoken through my jumbled up words and spoke straight to your heart, which I hope and pray that He has, let me just encourage you. Do whatever you need to do during this time. This is the time for you to respond. You do what your heart says you need to do, whether it's the altar, it's me, maybe it's somebody else in the room. Maybe it's just a quiet time with you there at your seat. This is your time. Let me encourage you. Don't walk out of this room without taking care of business. Would you stand as I pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Lord, I just thank you for each person gathered in this room. I thank you, Lord, for your word that inspires us and teaches us and encourages us. Lord, I pray that you would just continue to strengthen us. Lord, I pray that you would just continue to teach us and encourage us, Father, to live a life that is worthy of someone looking towards and saying, I want to be like that. A life of integrity. Father, help us in that. In Jesus' name.